Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Hamilton Heights High School. Saturday basketball girls variety in the house tonight. Northwestern Lady Tigers going to do battle with the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Both teams on the floor taking shots right now, working the lines right now. They're not taking shots at their leisure. They're getting ready for basketball. This varsity contest slated to start at 2 p.m. We'll mention the JV contest just concluded. The JV contest was won by Hamilton Heights. We'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll talk about first the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Northwestern Lady Tigers. Northwestern High School has a school enrollment of 605. We'll mention their Class 3A, Sectional 23. In their sectional, there are 17. Their sectional will take place at Norwell High School. We'll mention each team. We'll let you know how many games they won or lost in sectional play, also along with Class 3A play and their overall schedule. Their schedule right now, as of so far, wins and losses. We'll start with Norwell. Norwell 2-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 8-0 versus Class 3 opponents. They're 14-3 overall. Followed up by Belmont. Belmont 1-0. They're 5-1 versus Class 3A opponents. They're 14-2 thus far on the season. The Northwestern Lady Tigers. They're 1-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 4-2 versus Class 3A opponents. They're 11-3 overall. They got a win last night. Last night, they went against Eastbrook, the Lady Panthers. Northwestern got the win 39-34. And then that was last night's 7:30 contest at Northwestern High School. We'll also mention the Peru Tigers. Peru Lady Tigers are 2-1 in sectional play. They're 2-3 versus Class 3A opponents. They're 6-9 on the season. Followed up by Oak Hill. Oak Hill, the Lady Golden Eagles. They're 3-2 versus sectional opponents. They're 3-5 versus Class 3A opponents. They are 7-9 on the season. Mississinewa. Mississinewa, they're 2-3 versus sectional opponents. They're 2-4 versus Class 3A opponents. They are 4-13 thus far. Maconaquaw. The Maconaquaw Lady Braves. They're currently 0 wins, 5 losses versus sectional opponents. They're 0-8 versus Class 3A opponents. Overall, they have a record of 2-13. The principal at Northwestern High School is Tim Schaaf. The athletic director is Michael Horseman. The athletic secretary is Christina Kidwell. Northwestern High School is located at 3431. That's North County Road 400 West, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. You can dial them up at Northwestern High School. That's 765-457-8101. They got a long address right here. We'll mention all of it. This is on the web. You can reach them at nwsc.k12.in.us /O/ Northwestern -athletics. Just check that out. Just go to northwesterntigers.com. We'll mention their color scheme at Northwestern. I like it. It's purple and white. They performed in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams presently in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. Presently in the East Division, it stacks up like this. In the conference, 2-0 at Northwestern. Lady Tigers are 11-3 overall. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they're in second position presently. They're 1-0 in conference play. That's the East Division conference play. They're 12-2 overall. Followed up by Western. Western Lady Tigers. I should say Western Lady Panthers. They're 1-0 in East Division. They're 12-4 overall. Tipton, the Tipton Lady Devils are 1-2 in the East Division. They're 11-5 overall. Lewis Cass, the Lady Kings, 0-3 in the East. They're 6-11 overall. Now, in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, at the top, they are also at the top in Class 3A in the state of Indiana, and rightfully so. Twin Lakes Lady Indians, they've won the West Division. They'll play the number one seed in the East when it's tallied, when we find out who that'll be. Twin Lakes Indians are 18-0 on the season. Followed up by Benton Central. Benton Central, they're 2-1 in the West. They're 14-4 right here, overall record thus far this season. Central Catholic is 0-1 in the West. They're 10-6 overall. West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils, are 0-2 in the West. They're 13-3 overall. And at the bottom of the West Division, it's Rensselaer. Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers. They're 0-2. They're 9-6 overall. We'll remind you, Northwestern Lady Tigers are currently 11 wins, 3 losses. They're 2-0 in the East. We'll mention offensively, they average per game, this is an average, 53.9 points per contest. The head coach is Kathy Layden. Kathy Layden began coaching Northwestern basketball the 2012-2013 season. Overall, she's working in, I should say, at Northwestern, she's working in year number 11, 197 wins, 63 losses. She has never had a losing season. She's working in year number 23, 379 wins, 163 losses. I'll go ahead and mention, I wrote this up, I'll mention 5 state titles for Coach Kathy Lady. She got 3 at Christ Central. She coached at Western 1 season. Here at Northwestern, she's got 2 state titles. And we'll mention right there at Christ Central. They were back-to-back-to-back. 2003, 2004, 2005. Northwestern Lady Tigers, we'll mention she got her first state title at Northwestern. 2017, 2018. They played Greensburg that season. They got a plus 21 point victory. That was their first state title at Northwestern. Second state title came in 2018-19. They got a state championship. They went against another Hoosier Conference foe. That was Benton Central. Northwestern got the win 61-39. And I will also mention, in that postseason, regional competition was the closest margin of victory. That was an 18-point win over Mishawaka Marion. That's Class 3A. We'll also mention the next season, they had to scoot up of class and went to 4A. We'll mention when they went to 4A, they went 29-1. They had 29 wins in a row before they lost that one game. That was in the state championship game versus Lawrence North. I watched that game on IHSAATV.org. Lawrence North eked out the victory 59-56. And that was because of the success factor. They bumped up to 4A. They knew they was going here. They got a 3A win, That equals 6 points. When you accumulate 6 points, you're bumped up to the next class, and that's what happened. So we'll mention that's a good season, 3 good seasons right there, even though they did not get the win in the Class 4A competition. What a coaching staff. We'll mention Kathy Layden. Working there right beside her is Coach Jeff Layden, her husband. He was kind enough to give us and put me in sports starting lineup for tonight's game and a pronunciation. We'll mention now a little bit about the home team. Home team on the scoreboard, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. School enrollment right here, 731. Also, Class 3A, Sectional 24. Their sectional will happen right here at Hamilton Heights High School. In their sectional, Hamilton Heights, they're 2-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 6-1 versus Class 3A opponents. They're currently 12-2 on the season. Followed up by Jay County. Jay County, 2-1 versus sectional opponents. 6-1 versus Class 3A opponents. They're currently 15-1 at 1-point victory. I should say 1-point loss came against Hamilton Heights. It was a one overtime game, a 1-point game. We'll mention next on the agenda, Delta. They're Delta Lady Eagles, 2-1 in sectional play, 2-1 in Class 3A basketball. They're 6-10 overall. Followed up by Yorktown, Yorktown Lady Tigers. They're 1-1, they're 3-1, and they're 6-8 overall. Next on the agenda, the Franklin Lady Eagles. They're 1-1 in sectional play. They're 2-1 versus Class 3A opponents. They're 11-4 on the season. And I will mention the Franklin Lady Eagles experiencing right now the success factor. They qualify in enrollment for Class 2A. We'll mention Centerville. Centerville, they're 0-1 in sectional play. They're 0-2 versus Class 3A opponents. Currently, they're 4 wins, 8 losses. And winding up, the sectional there at Hamilton Heights is going to be Newcastle. Newcastle, 0-3 in sectional play. They're 0-6 in Class 3A. They've played 16 ball games. They're looking for their first win. Hamilton Heights, we'll mention the principal at Hamilton Heights is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. And the athletic office manager, she does a whole lot. Kurt Ogden will surely attest to that. Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19. Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them up at 317-984-3551. You can reach them on the web at hhsttuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. 10 members, east and the west. And again, we'll remind you today is an East Division matchup. Hoosier Conference implications going to happen in today's contest. It's going to be a doozy. We mentioned Lady Huskies are currently 12-2. They're 1-0 in the East Division. They average per game, this is in 14 games, they average 42 points offensively per ball game. The head coach is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, 111 wins, 50 losses. Working in year number 7 at Hamilton Heights. We'll mention next game on the agenda for the Northwestern Lady Tigers. It's going to happen next Wednesday, the 11th of January, 7:30 for the varsity. It'll be Oak Hill Lady Golden Eagles. They will be at Northwestern Lady Tigers again at the 7:30 varsity start. Next game on the agenda for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Also, it's going to be next week. It'll be Tuesday the 10th. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies picked up this game. Next week, they're going to play the Greenwood Lady Woodmen. And we'll double check there. I take that back. They're going to play the Lady Panthers. They're going to play a conference game in the East Division matchup. It's going to be against Western, the Lady Panthers. And they'll play that game at 7:30 for the varsity. PutMeInSports.com will cover that ball game. But they're getting ready to talking right now. Addressing the crowd on the microphone is Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten reading the creed right there in front of everyone attending. Lower section pretty full across from the scorer's bench. And we'll mention the home crowd, I should say the crowd behind the scores bench, about half full. There are some sitting in the upper balcony, not a whole lot. But I will hope you're tuning in for a good basketball game today. It's going to be good. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies hosting the Northwestern Lady Tigers. They popped this game in. I'll tell you what, they get away with the Westfield game. They're going to make up the Westfield game. It'll happen later this season. But Westfield stepped aside. Northwestern stepped in because they need to play this conference game. Conference East Division matchup, as mentioned, it has implications. So they're having a pink out tonight today. Pink out, a lot of pink t-shirts. Northwestern Lady Tigers, they're wearing pink uniforms. I say, well, that's going to be easier for me to see the numbers. Their uniforms for the JV were black, purple numbers. And thank goodness they were outlined in white. But that sounds like their football uniforms a few years ago. I say, what? Difficult seeing numbers on a dark uniform when the numbers are purple. Working up there at the football game, it's pretty difficult to see the numbers. But they must have heard us talking about that because they went ahead and made the numbers a little bit easier to read in the recent season since then. And we are glad. I'm sure other broadcast stations are just as thankful. So they're going to get a photograph taken right here. Pink out at Hamilton Heights. And as mentioned, Northwestern Lady Tigers wearing pink uniforms. You know, that's got to cost the athletic department a little bit. But it's a good thing. Pink representing breast cancer. At least in the month of October, during football season, you'll see quite a bit of pink out on the football field. And that is a very nice gesture. And very much so. So they're getting ready to have the national anthem. Athletics, I should say, the public address. Mr. Greg Knapp asking folks to stand up if you serve this country. And a whole bunch just stood up. We're thankful. And I'm very much so. We're standing for our national anthem. As the flag is lowered from the center of the court up above, we unroll it. The national anthem will be performed by the Hamilton Heights Band. They're in the upper balcony, just adjacent to me. And they're on the east side of the gym. So we're going to set this down for the national anthem. That's our national anthem, Hamilton Heights Pet Band up in the balcony. I happened to look over to the Northwestern bench during the anthem. Coach Keegan Cherry standing right beside Coach Jeff Layden. Coach Cherry, his top of his head, he's about 6 feet tall, was at the top, was right there at the shoulder level of Coach Jeff Layden. Jeff Layden must be 6'10". He must be close to that. 4:45 on the pregame We'll mention Northwestern Lady Tigers back out on the floor. They're going to take some shots at their leisure. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies have gone into their locker room. They're going to get a chalk talk, maybe some hydration. And then we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention Hoosier Conference game day. That's today, Saturday, January 7th. Four games on the agenda today. A 1:30 start time. It's Warren Central. Lady Warriors, they are at West Lafayette, going against the Lady Red Devils today. A 1:30 start. Starting at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock right here at Hamilton Heights. Northwestern Lady Tigers, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. At 6 o'clock start time, that's tonight, Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers are at Central Catholic Lady Knights. And at 7:30 start this evening, Benton Central Bison. Benton Central Bison going against the Western Lady Panthers. I should mention Benton Central Bison. Coach David Baxter. Coach David Baxter working in year number 12. His previous 11 seasons, he has not had a losing season at Benton Central. What a coach. And we'll mention last night, Northwestern Lady Tigers hosted the Eastbrook Lady Panthers. Both teams entered the ballgame at 10-3. Northwestern Lady Tigers got the win 39-34. That was a good matchup last night. So 3 minutes on the game on the pregame clock. It's stationary. Waiting for the girls to come back out of their locker room. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention IHSAA.org. You go to that website. It's a new-looking website. It is friendly. It has a lot of good things. It's much easier to sift through the website and find the location you want to find. And we'll mention their new slogan is Keeping Education in Front of Athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. In this case, they go beyond the playing surface right here on the court. Right here we're at Hamilton Heights High School, Arcadia, Indiana. The Lady Huskies have just broken through their Velcro run-through. They're out on the floor right now to get a good hand clap from the Hamilton Heights baseball. As the band plays the Hamilton Heights fight song, you might find it more recognizable as the Minnesota Rouser. 2 minutes, 50 seconds, clock moving down. Getting ready for varsity basketball competition. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Shrimp at ShrimpandFishers.com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial him up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. That's Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East, 116th Street. They have two Hamilton County locations. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. We'll also mention this game in part being brought to you by the Hamilton County Reporter. If you do not receive the Hamilton County Reporter, you can, and that reporter newspaper or online publication can be accessed from anywhere in the nation. We'll mention if you want to subscribe but you don't have a computer, Hamilton County Reporter is available in county. The in-county rate is $24 a year. Out of county, the rate is just $60 a year. You can call up the circulation director, that's Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor, you can reach him at 765-585-9519. You'll just need to give him your name, your address, their phone number, the city you live in, the state, and the zip code. So you can just contact I.G. Taylor. If you want to get the newspaper online in your inbox, I believe it's 6 days a week you'll get that. You can contact I.G. Taylor and let him know you'd like to get the Hamilton County Reporter online, and that's a very nice publication. You'll learn a lot about Hamilton County. And like I said, you do not have to live in Hamilton County to get the Hamilton County Reporter. Clock rolling down, 10 seconds left, intermission clock. They're getting ready to mention the starting lineups in today's ballgame. We'll mention the starting lineups. We'll go ahead and mention first for the Northwestern Lady Tigers. The Lady Tigers will start like this. Wearing number 10, she's a 5'7" senior. She's averaging 3.5 a game. That's Ashley Newell. And we'll mention wearing number 11, 6'2" senior. Next year, she'll play for the Purdue Lady Boilermakers. Number 11 is McKenna Layton. She averages 6.6 rebounds per game. Offensively, she averages 23 points per contest. She's shooting at the free throw line 84%. Also starting in the lineup, wearing number 13, 5'7" sophomore. That's Anna Bisher. Annie Bisher, she's averaging 10.3 per contest. Wearing number 22, a 6 foot junior. That's Lexi Hale. Lexi Hale, she averages 6.7 rebounds per contest. Lexi Hale averaging 8.1 points per ball game. Wearing number 23, a 5'8" senior. That's Bailey Henry. Bailey Henry averaging 4.3 boards per game, 2.2 points per game. We'll mention the head coach of the Northwestern Lady Tigers is Kathy Layden. We'll let you know the Northwestern Lady Tigers, 10 on their roster, 3 seniors, 1 junior, 6 sophomores, and they do not have a freshman on their varsity roster. Now, for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they'll start like this. Wearing number 2, a 5'6" junior, that's Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok, 7.2 points per ball game. She leads the team with assists. In the assist department, 4.3. They turned the lights off on me. I got this little flashlight. It's going to work. We'll also mention wearing number 10 for the Lady Huskies. She's 5'9". She's a junior. She averages 18.6 per contest. 6.1 rebounds per contest in last ball game versus the Lewis Cass Lady Kings. She eclipsed the 1,000 point club here at Hamilton Heights. She's just a junior. We'll also mention number 20, 5'4" senior. That's Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten, 7.4 points per ball game. Kaylee Roten is a senior. We'll mention number 23, that's 5'7" junior, Cassidy Schenkel. Cassidy Schenkel, 3.1 points per contest. And number 24, she's a 5'9" junior, Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry, right there in the rebounding department, Hadley Cherry. On the floor, she's the fifth starter in the lineup. We'll mention the head coach, the Lady Huskies, is Coach Keegan Sherry. Thank you. didn't have the first possession. That's because of the arrow. Tired. He didn't go back the other direction. Hello? Yeah, we were. We were unplugged there. My ear. My wife called in. We appreciate that. She'll let us know if it's working correctly. Plug back in. 7:15. Not sure how much we lost of that, but she'll let us know. 7:10 on the game clock. Working back the other direction in the front court. Hamilton Heights Lady Husky. Ella Hickok behind the arc. She'll pass it back to Jason behind the arc. Cameron Runner back to Ella. Ella's going to come back out center circle. Reset the offense. She's going to bounce it right side. 6:53 on the game clock. Early going first quarter. Hamilton Heights and Northwestern girls basketball. Out top of the basketball on the dribble, Ella Hickok. She'll work at left side, Cameron Runner. Working the good defense right there, Northwestern Tigers. Cameron dives it in the paint. She'll take a shot off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Cameron Runner. 2-0 contest. 6:26 on the game clock. Northwestern in the front court. So we're right side behind the arc. McKenna Layden works across the lane like this. She'll get in the left corner baseline. She'll bring it back out. 13, Anna Bisher, back to Layden. Layden cross-court tip pass and pass it down low. Ashley Newell tries to get it in the paint, goes out of bounds, trying to find number 20 right there. We'll double-check. They're going to have some numbers that I'm not used to. We'll try to capture those because they're wearing pink uniforms. They surely don't have all the correct numbers when they switch uniforms. So a steal in the front court of Hamilton Heights. Northwestern on the possession. Looking to Layden. McKenna Layden will take a 3-point shot right there in front of Coach Keegan Sherry. They're going to call the shot good. I got you. They're going to call a foul. First foul of the contest. Hamilton Heights. Let's see if they're going to count this shot. Shot went in. 3-point land. And the officials looking to see if it did go in. He says yes. And they put it on the board. So they get three. The foul happened when she hit the floor. So they're going to get a possession also. They can come away with this trip down the floor with 6 or maybe 7 points. Layden will take another three. Same spot. Wouldn't go that time. Rebound, Kaylee Roten of Hamilton Heights. 3-2 ball game. Early going out top in the front court. Ella Hickok crossing over. Working against her right there is McKenna Layden. As mentioned, McKenna Layden going to play basketball next year at Purdue. We wish her the very best. I'm sure she'll do fine. Baseline, they'll kick it back out. Ella Hickok works out to Kaylee Roten. Right side behind the arc. On the dribble out in the center circle now. Cameron Runner, she'll work at left side behind the arc. They'll go to the corner. Left corner baseline, good. 3-point shot, Kaylee Roten. The 5-3 contest, Lady Huskies in front. Corner baseline, they'll bring it back out. They'll move the ball back around. Anna Bisher back out. 3-point shot wouldn't go. McKenna Lady, rebound fought for. It's going to be a whistle. It's going to be a foul whistle, I believe, on Hamilton Heights. They're going to whistle this foul. It's going to be a whistle on the Huskies. Number 24, Hadley Schiff, take that back. Number 10, Cameron Runner picks up her first. First foul of the ball game. 5-3 ball game. Lady Huskies in front, they'll bounce it in to McKenna Layden. She'll go baseline. She'll step back out beyond that 4-foot area. She'll take a shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cassidy Schakel of the Lady Huskies to the front court. We're going to back around Kaylee Roten. Out top, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Coming out to play defense against her. 13, Anna Bisher. They'll work her right side, Kaylee Roten. Going to bounce it back out baseline. Cassidy Schakel back behind the arc. Kaylee Roten, she'll bring it back outside. She'll reset the offense. She'll bounce it in. Cameron Runner outside the arc, back out top. Kaylee Roten, 4:14 on the game clock, 5-3 contest. Lady Huskies by 2. Nearly a turnover there. Cameron Runner comes up with a loose ball near the center line. They'll bounce it back out. They'll get it back outside the arc. Ella Hickok on the dribble. 4 minutes left. First quarter. Hamilton Heights and Northwestern. Pretty much praying for the East Division title. Pretty much. They go opposite score up the pass right there. There's going to be a foul whistle in the front court. It's off the ball. It's going to be an offensive foul whistle against the Lady Huskies. It's going to be a whistle against Hadley Cherry. She picked up her second team foul, number three, against the Lady Huskies. Zero thus far here in the first quarter versus Northwestern. They'll bounce it in the paint, McKenna Lady. She'll pass it around and get it to the baseline. They'll pass it back out. They'll work it down low. Baker trying to get it and does get it to Lexi Hale. They won the double dribble. No call. Ball's going to be reset out near the center circle. It's number 13, Anna Bisher. Bisher going to bounce it right side. Moving the basketball, Ashley Newell. Bisher, ball tipped away. McKenna Lane comes up with it. She'll take a shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Came down with it with Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner crossover dribble. Layton nearly steals the basketball at the center line. Cameron Runner keeps a hold of it. Worked to Ella Hickok. Back to Runner. Three-point shot short, but she had the heel of her right shoe on the side court line. Official right there. Three officials. Not a bad way to go. I forget how many years ago that was. They implemented three officials. One of the officials, going to talk to both coaches right now in front of the scores bench, right there at the center line. Conversation going on. So they'll address their teams in the proper fashion, according to what he just mentioned. They're going to bring the ball in. Backcourt. Northwestern. Going to pass it in the backcourt. McKenna Layton, she'll pass it across the timeline to Bisher. Bisher being guarded there out top. Working the basketball right side on the dribble. Bisher. Gets it back out top from Ashley Newell. Newell bounce pass back to Fisher. Fisher with the basketball. 2:30 left here in the first quarter. 5-3 contest. Both these teams inside the arc. Three-point shot wouldn't go. McKenna Layden. Rebound Cameron Leonard. She'll dribble in. She's going to draw a foul. She took the pass to the basket, and she drew the foul from number 10, Ashley Newell. Ashley Newell going to commit the first foul in the contest for Northwestern. In the ballgame, we'll see number 12, Haley Cutter. Haley Cutter going to enter the ballgame. Also number 44, Berkeley Ray. Haley Cutter in the ballgame. We'll mention Haley Cutter, a 5'6" sophomore. Berkeley Ray, a 5'11" sophomore. 2:14 on the game clock. In the front court, Ella Hickok works it right side of Jason. Cameron Runner, she'll dribble in front of the three-point line. She gets to the corner, Hadley Cherry. She'll pass out of it. She'll get a cross-court pass picked up right here by Ella Hickok. Hickok straight away, working with a hand in her face, is McKenna Layden. They work it back out top of the circle. Katie Roten, back pedal dribble. She'll call out the play. Passing it left side in front of the Northwestern bench, Cameron Runner. Outside the arc, three-point shot in the air, wouldn't go. It was Kaylee Roten, tipped out and picked up before it went out of bounds in front of the scores bench. That's McKenna Layden over to the corner. Bisher gets it back, right elbow extended. Three-point shot is good. Bisher for three. We'll mention Northwestern back in front by one, 6-5. 1:17 on the game clock. In the front court, Ella Hickok on the dribble. In the center circle. She won the pass right side. It closed up. Bisher guarding the back. I should say that was Haley Cutter cutting off the lane to pass. Nearly a shrouding violation on Ella Hickok. 1 minute left. Outside center circle. Stationary dribble. Cameron Runner. She worked the right side. Ella Hickok back to Runner. Back in the center circle. 50 seconds left. First quarter. 6-5 contest. Bisher going to try to steal the basketball on the bounce pass. Trying to get it to Ella Hickok, and she's gonna draw the foul. Bisher's gonna pick up the personal foul. She's got one. Team foul number two. Lady Huskies with three thus far. We're in the first quarter. 44 seconds left. 6-5 contest. Northwestern in front. 38 seconds left. Ella Hickok, stationary dribble. Center circle. Gonna pick up the defense at the 3-point line. She's gonna dribble in. Kicks it back out, Katie Roten, at top of the circle now. Hadley Cherry, she'll work the left side to Ella Hickok. 20 seconds left. She'll dribble in, 14-footer, in the paint, wouldn't go. There'll be a foul called, and Ella Hickok is going to pick up the foul on the rebound. And that was a no-brainer type of call. So they're going to whistle this foul. Ella Hickok, she's going to pick up her second. Let's double check here. Ever for one. First foul here in the first half, or in the first quarter. 15 seconds, ball's in the front court. Bisher going to drive the lane. She'll float one up. Two-point basket is good. Bisher, 8-5 contest. Northwestern by three. 4 seconds left in the front court. Baseline jumper from the corner. Good. Having Sherry picked up the two-point shot at the buzzer. At the end of one quarter of play, Northwestern Lady Tigers, 8. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 7. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. She's a real estate agent, and we'll mention if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern for where you're at and where you're going, you can text, message, or call Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. So first buzzer sounds, both teams still in the huddle. 8 minutes on the second quarter clock. Get ready to toss it in. It's going to be long. Ultimate possession here. They're going to give it back to Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights did not collect the tip, but also mentioned Cameron Runner got the tip. The tip to the backcourt was picked up by Northwestern. So no tie-ups in the quarter. Hamilton Heights going to get the alternate possession arrow. They bring it in the front court now. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She worked the right side on the bounce pass. Cassidy Schakel back out top. Ella Hickok works the left side. Hadley Sherry now back out top. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Working the right and left, working against her loosely, is McKenna Layden. She'll pass an adjacent left side near the scores bench. Terry Roach, she'll dribble in. She'll take a bounce pass. She'll try to take the shot right there in the paint. It was deflected. It worked down low. It finally went out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. Brought in from the backcourt. Right there, number 13, Anna Bisher. Crossing the timeline on the dribble is McKenna Layden. She'll get the ball to number 10, Ashley Newell. To Bisher, back to Newell. Now back to Bisher in the corner. Three-point shot rims off. Would go rebound, Hadley Carey. She outlets 10, Cameron Runner. A kick at left side, right elbow extended. Three-point shot good. Kaylee Rook. Huskies go back up on top, 10-8. We're in the second quarter, 7 minutes. Game clock, they'll go to the corner, that's Bisher. She'll bounce past it back out, Ashley Newell, around the perimeter. And we're going to 17-footer on the way. Good. That was near straight away. McKenna Layden, she averages 23 points per contest. There's 14 games gone by. That's a lot of points. In the front court with the basketball, Cameron Runner, adjacent pass to Ella Hickok. She'll bring it back to the center circle. She'll work her right side well behind the arc. Kaylee Roten, no dribble. She'll pass it back to Ella. Back to Kaylee, 6:24 on the game clock. Stationary right there. She's triple threat. She'll dribble right. Working against her is Newell. Going baseline with the drive through the lane is Cameron Runner. They'll work it in. They'll work it back to the corner. Cameron Runner thought about a three. Immediately right there was Berkeley Ray in her face. Berkeley Ray, 5'11", sophomore. They're going to try to go baseline with the basketball. It's going to be a foul whistle. Trying to push her out of bounds. That was Ella Hickok on the dribble. That foul's going to be whistled on Northwestern. Ball brought in. Alley-oop play. Good. Left of the bucket. That was Hadley Sherry. A nice pass in the paint. Cameron Runner has a patent on that play. 5:52 on the game clock. 12-10 ball game. Inside the arc, two-point shot for McKenna Lady would go. Down with the rebound is Cameron Leonard. It's going to be a foul on the rebound. It's going to be whistled on 44, Berkeley Ray. Berkeley Ray picks up the foul. She's got one. Substitution in the ballgame. We're going to see number 22 back in the ballgame. That's Lexi Hale. Lexi Hale, a 6-foot junior. She is the lone junior on this Northwestern varsity girls team. Ball's in the front court. 5:37, second quarter clock. They'll bring it back out top. They'll bring it around. Kaylee Roten. Get the ball back. Nearly a steal by McKenna Layden. Shot out top of the circle. Wouldn't go. Kaylee Roten. Rebound Northwestern. She throws it away. Picked up by Cameron Runner off the glass in the paint. 2-point shot good for Cameron Runner. 14-10. Lady Huskies by four. Outside the arc with the basketball. Lexi Hale. Go over to the corner. McKenna Layden. Fisher from three-point land off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound Ella Hickok. Hickok going to cross the timeline. With the basketball on the dribble, she'll work it out top. Picked up a screen from Kaylee Roten. She'll pass it back out, Hadley Cherry. Step in inside the three-point stripe. That was Kaylee Roten. Shot wouldn't go from 16 feet. Rebound out of there to the front court now, Ashley Newell. They'll work it to Bisher. Bisher going to drive the lane. Going to be a foul whistle. It's going to be on the floor. Bisher drove the lane. Hamilton Heights reaching in there. Pretty easy call to make. 4:40 on the game clock. Back in the ball game, we're going to see number 12, Haley Cutter, taking a breather for Northwestern. It's 13, Anna Bisher. Going to be brought in right a bucket on the baseline. McKenna Layden gets it in. Works it in to Haley Cutter. Out top of the basketball, she's got the triple threat. She'll dribble. That's Ashley Newell. Going to try to pass it to McKenna. It's stolen. The bounce pass stolen by Kaylee Roten. Couldn't get the layup. Rebound, Cameron Runner. They'll reset the offense in the front court. 4:20 on the game clock. Second quarter. Lady Huskies by four. Out top of the basketball and dribble crossover, Ella Hickok. She'll pass it back out well behind the arc. Cameron Runner to the corner. Ella Hickok back to Cameron. Cameron on the dribble. She'll work it right side. Kaylee Roten back out to Cameron well behind the arc. Guarding her is number 12, Haley Cutter. Out top of the basketball, well beyond the arc, Ella Hickok. Kaylee Roten back to Ella. She'll take a long three. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Lexi Hale to the front court. Outlet pass, Ashley Newell. They'll work it back to McKenna Layden. She'll dribble in the paint. She'll float one up. It'll roll around and fall in. 2-point shot good for McKenna Layden. 14-12 ball game. 2-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. In the front court, Kaylee Roten. She'll pass it to the baseline. Have the Sherry shot off the mark. Rebound put back. Wouldn't go for... That was Shakel. Shakel couldn't get the put back. Back to the front court now. Northwestern. To the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Good. That was number 10, Ashley Newell. Ashley Newell working on that 3-point percentage. And it's climbing. 15-14. Lady Tigers by one. 2:55 on the game clock. They'll work it down low. In the paint, Ella Hickok, she'll dribble back out of there. Land of the trees. She'll bring it back out in the top of the circle. Ella Hickok, Kaylee Roten, now left side in front of the bench of Northwestern, Cameron Runner. They'll work it back in, Kaylee Roten, inside out. 3-point shot good. Excuse me. 3-point shot on the way. It was short off the mark. Couple of steps behind the arc. That was Cameron Runner. Would not go. 15-14 from the corner again. Two in a row. That's number 10, Ashley Newell. 6 points for her in a hurry. 18-14, Northwestern by four. Northwestern Tiger getting ready to check in at the scores bench. Next dead ball. Out top of the basketball and the dribble. Near the center circle is Cameron Runner. She's in the center circle now. She's looking for the offense. Going to be a timeout called. Full 60-second timeout called by Keegan Sherry. And checking back in the ballgame for Northwestern is number 13, Anna Bisher. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals are located at 1708 South 8th Street, Nobleville, Indiana. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet, commercial with liftgate. You've got a liftgate, you've got a lot of things going for you. We're making full line of moving supplies. They're locally owned and operated. They have been since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. 2:03 on the game clock, second quarter, 18-14, Northwestern in front. Lady Huskies is going to end down the ball half court. They'll bring it in, tip it to the back court in the hands of Ella Hickok, crossing the timeline. She'll cross over, work it left side behind the arc. She'll bring it back out, center it up. Out center guarding the basketball right there, McKenna Lady. She's a threat altogether, 6'2". Going to go baseline, Cameron Runner. Kicks it back out, three-point shot, good. Ella Hickok from three, 18-17. Lady Tigers by one, out top of the basketball. That's Bisher. Anna Bisher, she's calling out some directions right here. She'll work at right side. Elbow right side down low. Lexi Hale, two-point bucket in the paint. Credit the assist to Ashley Newell. 20-17. Lady Tigers by three. In the front court on the dribble, Ella Hickok. She'll bounce it back around. She'll work it out top free throw line. Kick it back out to Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten straight away. Back pedal dribble. She'll reset the offense. 1 minute left here in the second quarter. 20-17. Lady Tigers in front on the dribble. Ella Hickok. Behind the arc. Back out top. Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble once, pass it left side, well behind the arc. Kaylee Roten will square it up, center it up. She'll work it right side. She'll take a shot, right elbow. Two-point shot, Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten for two-point land. She's working on that average. She shoots 36% behind the arc. They say 30 is good. So they'll work it back around. Out top, touches the hand, Haley Cutter. She'll dribble in, take one with the right elbow. Two-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for, picked up by Cameron Runner, lost the handle. Diving in there, going to tie it up. It's going to be Hadley Cherry and Haley Cutter. It's going to be an alternate possession arrow. They're going to give it to Northwestern. 16.6 seconds left. Second quarter, we're nearing halftime. 20-19, Northwestern in front. They bring it in. Lexi Hale into Bisher. 12 seconds left. She'll work her right side. Behind the arc, McKenna Lane. Back out top, Bishop for three. Got the bucket. Three-point shot. Good. 1 second, there's going to be no shot at the buzzer. Third, fourth shot, Abby Cherry was behind the buzzer. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score at Hamilton Heights. Northwestern Lady Tigers, 23. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 19. We're going to go with the 15-minute intermission clock. That's 5 minutes above. They're going to have a thing going on right here for Hamilton Heights. It's going to be a fundraiser. We're going to do that here at halftime. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. So they're working right there, Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean Dotto Parts in Cicero. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. Hey, RE/MAX Anew Realty, are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web. That's anewrealtyhomes.com. That's RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton. This game also being brought to you in part by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces, same quality work. And right now they're restoring classic cars and trucks. That's right there in central Indiana. And they say all are welcome. To find them, take Howard Avenue west off of State Road 19. We'll mention they are right behind the Arcadia Ballpark. And we'll mention AGM Auto as of March the 1st. They're going to find themselves at a new place of business. They'll be doing business at 6620 East 266th Street. That's just west of Arcadia, right there where Vicon used to do business at. That's right there west of Arcadia, at the top of the first big hill. And right there at the top of the hill on the east side of the bridge is Don and Dottie Knapp. They're here at the ball game today. They're sitting first row. They are the mother and father of the public address announcer, public address Greg Knapp. He's addressing the crowd right now. They're having a fundraiser. They're tossing items, trying to hit a bucket. There's three buckets spread out vertically, lengthwise on the court. I'm sure somebody got it. They're sweeping those up right now. There's a lot of dirty shoes on the floor right now. We'll hope they'll sweep the floor for the girls that play basketball here in the second half. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon. Runyon Truck Store. The place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. We'll mention they have professional installers, and they'll install. They are always available for every product they sell. They sell a myriad of products for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. Well, maybe you can find them on Facebook at Runyon Truck Store, Inc. That's I-N-K. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. At Runyon Truck Store, they bleed orange. They're working right here on the field, the court right here. It's all cleaned up. They find their winners. They're shooting shots. They must have been qualifying to shoot shots on the floor. Not quite sure. 9:17 on the intermission clock, and we'll talk a little bit about the Class 3A. These are the Class 3A rankings. Coaches poll. They were tabulated on January 2nd. That's about 4 or 5 days ago. Here are the top 12. We'll mention the sectional they'll play in and what number they line up here chronologically in Class 3A rankings. Sectional 22. You knew they'd be there. At number 1, Twin Lakes Indians. Twin Lakes Lady Indians are currently 18 wins, 0 losses. And it was told to me the other night by the Lewis Taft High School, one of the assistant coaches said, Twin Lakes played a lot of summer basketball. They played against AAU. They played against Division I opponents. And that was not just in the state of Indiana. They played Ohio. They played Illinois teams. And they just did not lose. Twin Lakes Lady Indians at the top of Class 3A. Sectional 23 at number 2, Norwell. Norwell Lady Knights. Norwell Lady Knights there at number 2, Northwestern Lady Tigers. Going to play their sectional at Norwell. And we'll mention the Norwell Lady Knights, 13-3. And we'll also mention sectional 26 at number 3, Indian Creek Lady Braves. They're currently 17 wins, 0 losses on the season. Sectional 32. Number 4 in the state this week is Evansville Memorial Lady Tigers. They're 15 wins without a loss. And then sectional 24 is going to be played right there at Hamilton Heights. That's right here. Sectional number 24, they're number 5 this week in the state at Jay County. Jay County Lady Patriots are 14-1. Sectional number 30. At number 6 this week in the state of Indiana, coaches poll, Corydon Central Lady Panthers, they're 15-2. Also, sectional 24, the host school, at number 7 this week, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they're 11-2. At number 8, sectional 19 represented, Mishawaka Marion, the Lady Knights, are 13-4. Sectional 22 and sectional 25. Both these teams are tied at number 9 thus far. That's this week. Sectional 22, that's West Lafayette Lady Red Devils, 13-3. Sectional 25, that's Danville Lady Warriors, 14-2. We'll mention in number 11, sectional 20. Fairfield Lady Falcons, they're 13-2 presently. And sectional 23 at number 12, the Northwestern Lady Tigers, they are 9-3 on the season. And I take that back. They got a couple of wins since then. They are currently 11-3, Northwestern Lady Tigers, leading the Lady Huskies at halftime, 23-19. And we'll also mention, we'll let you know, if you want to celebrate something down the road, you can get a lifetime memory if you go watch the Harlem Globetrotters. If you've seen them on TV and you've not seen them live, you're missing out on a lot of good times. We'll mention the Harlem Globetrotters. They were founded in 1926. Always their opponent is the Washington Generals. And I mean, if you can believe it, the Washington Generals have beaten the Globetrotters. But I'll guarantee you, it does not happen very often. Probably count them on one hand, I'm guessing. But the Harlem Globetrotters are going to be at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. They'll be downtown Indianapolis, right here, Pennsylvania Avenue, Gainbridge Fieldhouse, next Sunday. That's next Sunday, January 15th. There will be 2 exciting exhibitions. 2 ball games, the first one at 12:30 p.m. The second one at 5:30 p.m. So the Boat Crowder's going to put on two exciting exhibitions versus the Washington Generals. If you want to check out, or if you want to pick up some tickets, you can go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com. HarlemGlobetrotters.com. And I got to mention, I found out, I looked online, the lowest price for a ticket, $62. I don't know if you think that's a lot of money, but for what you're going to be witnessing, it could be worth it. You'll have a lifetime of memories by watching the Globetrotters at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. We'll also mention PutneySports.com and Varsity Sports. Since 2008, happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring. That's Lafayette Central Catholic Knights baseball. Back this spring, they captured the 1A title right there at Victory Field. They got a win right there, and we'll mention 2022 Class 1A title. Central Catholic finished the season 27 wins, 6 losses. We'll mention Putney in Sports also happy to provide a signal for football in the fall. That's the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils are going to start out this next season. It's going to be the 19th season for Coach Aaron Toll. They're going to start out the season. First game is going to be against the South Adams team. South Adams and Tipton, they're going to play at Wesleyan University right up there at Marion. They're going to play right there on the Wesleyan University field. And that should be special. We'll also mention Putney in Sports providing basketball signal, Tipton Blue Devils. As a matter of fact, the Tipton Blue Devils are going to play later this evening. Putney in Sports will be there. That'll be in Brownsburg, Indiana. Bethesda Christian Patriots going to host the Tipton Blue Devils. Bethesda Christian currently, I believe they're number 3 in Class 1A. They are currently 8 wins and 1 loss. Blue Devils, they're in Class 2A. They are also ranked, I believe they're ranked number 13 in Class 2A. Also, basketball in the winter, Central Catholic Knights. 2 games right there for you to listen to again if you'd like to. Earlier in the season, first game of the season, was at Seeger Patriots. That's quite a jog from Hamilton County over to Seeger High School. I will mention Mr. Mike Hilton. Mike Hilton was the head coach football when he started out coaching. He was head coach for Seeger, and he captured the sectional, first sectional ever won by Seeger Patriots. Mike Hilton was the head coach. Along there coaching with him was Mr. Chris Walt. Chris Walt used to be the principal at Hamilton Heights Middle School. And we'll also mention, you can find Central Catholic Knights basketball. It just happened. They were at Western. You can capture that game. It's recorded. You can hear it again on PutneySports.com. Western got that win. It was a good game. It was a seesaw battle on the scoreboard. And also Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball. I think we signed up for 16 games regular season. I think we had to miss one game. That was the game right here. They played them. Darren Catholic, Putney in Sports, could not be at that game. We apologize. But the other 15 we're going to make good on, and I believe we'll be there for the sectional. Sectional right here at Hamilton Heights. So the clock rolling down. There's the buzzer. Second half, getting ready to go. Alternate possession arrow, going to give it to Northwestern. 8 minutes on the game clock. I take that back, Lady Huskies. Going to get the ball in the front court. Going to be brought in by Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten going to toss it in. 23-19, 4-point advantage for Northwestern. Brought in by Kaylee Roten, slightly to the backcourt, Ella Hickok. So we're going back to Roten, well behind the arc. So we're going back out, Ella Hickok, back to Kaylee Roten. Roten being guarded there by McKenna Lady. And we're going to cross court right here behind our Cameron Hunter get into the passing game right here in the Zeke in the front court. Bounce pass behind our right side. Kaylee Rose. Hadley Cherry. Cross court skip pass. 3-point shot on the way. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Cameron Hunter. Rebound Lexi Hale. To get it to McKenna Layden. Now to the front court. Ashley Newell. Back to Layden. They're working around the perimeter. Back out top. Bisher. Anna Bisher on the dribble. She'll pass it right side. He'll go elbow left side. Down low. 2-point bucket. Wouldn't go. Trying to find Layden. That entry pass was good. Lexi Hale just couldn't get the bucket to fall. In the front court, Hamilton Heights going to throw it away. McKenna Layden going to go the distance to go off the glass. 2-point bucket. McKenna Layden, she stole the ball at half court off of Hamilton Heights. 25-19. 6-point advantage for Northwestern. Going to dribble in. Kaylee Rose. She'll pass it back out top. Ella Hickok. Electing to wear the long white sleeves under her jersey. That's okay to say you got to match your jersey collar if you're going to wear an undershirt. Got to match the jersey collar. I've seen some middle school guys that did not know that. 6:29 on the game clock. Behind the arc, Kaylee Roden, she's shouting out some directions. Cameron Leonard to balance the surface right there. Over to the corner, Hallie Cherry. Back to Kaylee, back to Hallie. And the Cherry 3-point bomb from the right corner baseline is good. Haley Cherry well above her average on the season. 6:06 on the game clock. Outside the arc, they'll work it in. Working back around. 3-point shot, right elbow extended, wouldn't go. That shot taken by Ashley Newell. Rebound, Kaylee Roten. She'll get it to Cameron Runners. She'll pass to the front court. Ella Hickok. She'll center it up the pass to Kaylee Roten. Back to Ella. Left of center. She'll bounce it in. Cameron Runners will bring the ball back out. Back pedal dribble. Cross-court skip. Pass out to Cherry. She's defended quickly by Bisher. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Ella Hickok. Hickok for three. Hamilton Heights and Northwestern are tied at 25. 5:27 on the game clock. Behind the arc. Going to be a foul whistle. Going to be in the paint. A lot of folks, hard to believe this call's going to happen, and they're going to call a foul on number 2, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to pick up her second foul in the ball game. That's the first foul in the second half total, either team. 5:24 left, we're in the third quarter, tied at 25. It's going to be brought in right at the bucket on the baseline by Northwestern. Push it out to Bisher, Anna Bisher down low. Going to work it down low to 22, Lexi Hale. So work it back out, McKenna. McKenna Layden in the paint. She'll take a shot off the glass, and I believe she did get away with picking up that pivot foot and going off the glass, and I think her mom's probably thinking the same thing. But the basket counts, 27-25. Out behind the arc, Kaylee Roten being guarded there by Bisher. She'll square it up out top. Stationary dribble, Kaylee Roten. Working back out top, Ella Hickok. Her dribble's picked up. Works at left side near the side court line. Cameron Runner being, she'll cross over, working against Bisher. And Bisher going to get called for a foul. Cameron Runner kind of bought that foul. Bisher was moving her feet. Cameron Runner had the advantage with the dribble. Cameron Runner, pretty savvy player. And that's an understatement. 4:44, they'll work it in. 3 points plus 6 fades. They're working in the paint. On the alley-oop play again, Cameron Leonard from a good pass from out of bounds, Hadley Cherry. Twice that's worked in this ballgame. It worked twice at Lewis Cass. One time at Lewis Cass, it did not work. I'm sure game film being looked at. As inside the arc, 3-point shot, McKenna Layden. Shot wouldn't go. I should have said that would have been a 2. Rebound picked up in the backcourt by Cameron Leonard. Going to be a reach-in foul in the backcourt. They're going to whistle this foul on number, I'll double check here, before they put it on the clock. And then Cassidy Schaefer having a short conversation with one of the officials. So they're going to whistle this foul on 10, Ashley Newell. Ashley Newell has 2. Team foul number 2 for Northwestern in the second half. Hamilton Heights with just 1. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, that's Ella Hickok. Working out behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Working against her, Anna Bisher. They're working back to Ella. Free throw line. She'll dribble back in. She'll backpedal. Get it back behind the arc. To the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Hadley Cherry. And McKenna Layden is on the surface. She's seated right now. She's going to get back to her feet without help. I did hear a thud. Did not see, but she might have knocked the back of her noggin. And her mom's going to help her off the surface right now. McKenna Layden being looked at. Athletic trainer, Hamilton Heights, Jan Clifton. What a trainer she has been. Well, I tell you what, a blessing for Hamilton Heights. Athletic, Jan Clifton. She was right there in a heartbeat. So McKenna Layden going to take a breather. In the ballgame for her is 44, Berkeley Ray. Berkeley Ray, a 5'11 sophomore. Ball brought in backcourt. Lexi Hale gets it in to Anna Bisher. She'll toss it to the front court. That's number 12, Haley Cutter. Haley Cutter in the ballgame. Did not start the half. 3:45 on the game clock outside the arc, Anna Bisher. She'll bounce it to the corner baseline. That was Cutter. Playing defense well is Cassidy Schakel. We're working opposite side behind the arc. Anna Bisher back out top of the basketball. Touching hands briefly. Ashley Newell back to Bisher. She'll reset the offense. 3:24 left here in the third. They're working down low. Off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. There's going to be a netting warning. Got the bucket. That was 22, Lexi Hale. Ball went through the net. And she tapped it out of bounds with their right hand. And they're going to mention this to the scores bench. It's a netting call. You can't do that. Yep, that's what the guys are saying over there at the spirit section of Heights. So that's a warning. If it happens again, it'll be a technical foul. I'm doubting it'll happen again. 3:18 on the game clock. Brought in from the backcourt, Hamilton Heights. 29-27, Northwestern by 2. In the front court on the dribble, Halen. Right there, Ella Hickok. We're going to back and forth with Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner goes to the right corner baseline. She'll bring it back out. Guarding her closely is Haley Cutter. Haley Cutter going to dribble in. They're going to call a traveling violation on Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner tried that jump step that she has. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. I'd say the majority of the time, it's not called a travel, and that's probably the way it should be. 29-27, ball's in the front court, Anna Bisher on the dribble. Working against her is Kaylee Roach. Behind the arc, they're working back number 10, Ashley Newell. She'll go to the corner with it. Bisher, Roach right there. Out top, 3-point shot on the way, rims off long. Wouldn't go for Ashley Newell. Rebound, Cameron Runner. She'll take it to the corner. Kaylee Roach, she'll bounce it into Schakel. It's tipped out of bounds by Lexi Hale of Northwestern. So the Lady Huskies going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. Had the Cherry. She'll work it in. The paint right there. Cameron Runner. She'll bring the ball back out. We're working through the corner. Had the Cherry. We're working through the elbow right side. Kaylee Roten. She'll pass it back out top. Cameron Runner back to Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. Working against her is Ashley Newell. They're working through the paint right there. They'll kick it to the corner. Cassidy Schakel. She'll work it inside. Hadley Cherry. Inside out play behind the arc. Out top with the basketball. Cameron Runner looking for a foul. No foul called. Wouldn't go. Rebound. McKenna Layden. She'll take it up ahead. She'll dish it left side behind the arc. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go for Anna Bisher. Substitutions in the ballgame for Northwestern. We're going to see number 20 in the ballgame. Still haven't captured a number for her. I apologize. She sees what she should be wearing here. That's probably Bailey Henry. Bailey Henry, she's listed at number 23. I believe that's her at number 20. We'll just go with that. She's a 5'8 senior. She shoots 59%. 2-point territory. And again, that's number 20, Bailey Henry. She was an original starter. Kind of baffled me, and I did not know the correct number name. In the front court now, Hamilton Heights on the dribble, Ella Hickok. 29-27. 1:36 left here in the third quarter. On the dribble out top, El Hickok, she'll bounce it to the corner. Kaylee Roten going to bring it back out. Kaylee Roten, backpedal dribble, working against her loosely is number 11, McKenna Layden. So no closely guarded count needed. Bisher going to play the basketball now. Ball's in the hands of number 10. Cameron Runner works to the corner. Hadley Cherry. Now back to Hadley. Three-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Cameron Runner couldn't come up with it. McKenna Layden comes up with it. But it's all a traveling violation. Don't know which player they were calling it on. Either the first girl that traveled, I didn't know the second girl in the paint traveled that brought it back out. If that was a second or 2 seconds behind time, oh boy. 29-27. 57 seconds left. Third quarter in the front court. Stationary dribble. Ella Hickok. She'll work it right side adjacent to her. Kaylee Roten back to Ella. 45 seconds left. Ball's in the front court. Hamilton Heights on the dribble. Down by two. 40 seconds. Is she going to hold the basketball? Kaylee Roten just going to hold the ball. Let the clock dwindle down. We've seen this before. It's better than throwing the ball back and forth. Northwestern elects not to pick up a defense until the three-point stripe, I should say. 16 seconds left. She'll dribble now. Kaylee Roten gets some instructions from Coach Keegan Cherry. 10 seconds. Kaylee Roten deep in the front court near the scorer's bench. On the dribble, 5 seconds. Looking to get rid of it. She will. Ella Hickok shoots at the buzzer. Short off the mark. Didn't draw iron. At the end of three quarters of play, Northwestern 29, Hamilton Heights 27. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana. That's 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, they're open 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention during the quarter break, Northwestern substitutes back in with number 22, Lexi Hale, 6 foot junior. 8 minutes on the game clock. Ball's going to be brought in half court. Going to be brought in by Lexi Hale. She's going to toss it slightly to the backcourt, Anna Basher. She'll dribble across the sideline. Working against her is Kaylee Roten. They'll bounce it back outside. Moving the basketball. Newell, they go reverse going. Back door cut. And it wouldn't go that time. McKenna Layden, ball carries to the side court right there. I should say to the corner. And Northwestern saves the basketball from going out of bounds. Bailey Henry with the save. They're going to whistle a tie-up in the backcourt. And it's going to belong to Hamilton Heights on the alternate possession arrow. They brought it in from the baseline. I don't think that was quite right. That wasn't where the infraction. But anyway, they're working the ball in the front court. Working on the dribble, back pedal dribble. It's Cameron Runner, 7:24. Just begun the fourth quarter, I should say, fourth quarter of play. 29-27, Northwestern by two. A handoff out top on the dribble. Ella Hickok, she'll work it right side, pick up a screen from Cameron Runner. Cross-court skip pass, Kaylee Roten, she'll dribble out top. She'll give the ball off to Cameron Runner. Straight away, Cameron Runner going to backpedal dribble. Working against her is McKenna Layden, a senior versus a junior. Cameron Runner is the junior. She'll cross over. She'll work it in the paint. She'll go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Shot rimmed out. McKenna Layden rebounds it to the front court. Anna Bisher back to McKenna out top. They're working left side out top. Lexi Hale works it back to Newell. Now to Bisher on the dribble, working against her. It's Kaylee Roten. They're working to Layden. Should go baseline drive. Shot wouldn't go. He's going to get called for an offensive foul. Offensive foul baseline. We're going to whistle this on McKenna Layden. So she'll pick up her first foul in the contest. Pretty clean game. And she's going to Purdue University. Going to play girls basketball there. I should say women's basketball at Purdue. Those Purdue Boilermaker guys, I tell you what, the men's team, they are going crazy. They had the first ranking for several weeks. They finally lost the game in the front court with Hamilton Heights. Back pedal dribble. Kaylee Roten. 6 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Still 29-27 Northwestern by two. In the front court on the dribble, Ella Hitchcock. Passed it behind the arc. Abby Cherry. So we're back behind the arc. Cameron Rutter. She'll dribble. She'll drive the lane. Lost the handle. Trying to pick it back up. It's off her shin. And it goes out of bounds. They're going to give the ball back to Northwestern. It's going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Lexi Hale will inbound to Anna Bisher. 5:40 on the game clock. She'll trot across the timeline. She'll slow it up. Center circle. She'll bounce it right side to Newell. Ashley Newell with the dribble. We're going to get her, Cameron Rutter. 5:28 left. Fourth quarter. Ashley Newell. I should say Bisher. Anna Bisher passes it to Newell. They'll get it to Anna. To McKenna Layden. Three-point shot behind the stripe. Three-point shot is good. That's number 10, Ashley Newell. Ashley Newell still working on that three-point shot. Her percentage is definitely climbing. She started pretty much low during the ball game with a three-point percentage. Going to be a kick out of bounds. Good feet right there by Anna Bisher. Going to belong in the front court once again with Hamilton Heights. Right of the bucket, going to be brought in by Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry going to pass it deep in the front court to Cassidy Schakel. She'll get it back to Kaylee Roten. We're under 5 minutes left here in the quarter. 32-27, Northwestern by five. Crossover. Free throw line. Ella Hitchcock, elbow right side. Kicks it back out. Hadley Cherry going to pass it out to the top. Cameron Runner, 14-footer on the way. Got it. In the paint, 14 feet away. Cameron Runner for two. It's 32-29. Another three-point opportunity. Shot wouldn't go that time. That was Ashley Newell. Couldn't get the shot to go. Right elbow extended. Rebound fought for, and it's going to be a foul on the rebound. Going to be called on Hamilton Heights. Number 10, Cameron Runner picks up number 3 in the ballgame. Two shots awarded. First shot up and good. Number 22, Lexi Hale. She entered the ballgame shooting 50%. She's now 8 for 15. And 8 for 16 back at 50. She gets her own rebound, goes up with a shot, couldn't get it. Layden goes up with a shot after the rebound put back. Wouldn't go. Ball tipped out of bounds. Both coaches getting into the theory of the ball game right here. 4:22 left. Fourth quarter. 33-29. Ball last touched on that out of bounds play by Hamilton Heights. Going to be brought in. Ashley Newell. Let's toss it up. Going up to get the basketball was Anna Bisher guarding her foot for foot. Looked like a NFL play. Receivers and defensive backs going after it. Bisher came down, slipped with her right foot. Did not travel. They call a push foul there on Katie Roten. She's got one. Both teams tied in the second half with a cumulative fouls. They both have three. 4:15 on the game clock. That fouls department might become necessary. We'll see. Back pedal dribble. McKenna Layden on the dribble way out top. She'll pass it left side. Newell, three-point shot, rims off again. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Lexi Hale. Out top, three-point shot. McKenna Layden wouldn't go. Rebound, Cassidy Schakel. Couple of girls on the floor. right there, that was Cameron and Lexia. Take that back. That was Cameron and Bailey Henry. Cameron Runner. And one of the officials is going to go over and have a chat with Jan Clifton, athletic trainer at Hamilton Heights. He got some words from her. Nothing happening yet. They're just getting ready to toss the ball back in from the backcourt. Cameron Runner going to toss it in. Ella Hickok ready to receive the pass. 3:53, here we go. 33-29, Northwestern by 4. Crossing the timeline at a dribble pace, Ella Hickok. Out top, picks up a screen from Schakel. Picks up another screen. She'll use it. Elbow right side. Get it back out top to Cameron Leonard. Back to Ella. Ella going to dish it down low. Schakel. Inside out. They get the ball stolen on the chest pass. Back to Ella. Picked up by Anna Bitcher. Schakel nearly comes up with the steal. Going to tap it out of bounds near the baseline. Working against her right there. Trying to catch the pass. Bailey Henry. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Northwestern. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. McKenna Layden gets it in. Alexa Hale gets the ball back in the paint. Should go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. McKenna Layden going to be over the back trying to board the basketball. McKenna Layden going to pick up her second foul in today's contest. 3:25 on the game clock. Team foul number 5 on Northwestern. They're going to call timeout. It's going to be a 60-second timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. Huskies will bring the ball in from the backcourt when we come back. 33-29, we'll mention. This game is also, in part, being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Or stop in, if only, to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround. Prices are low, so low you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies are located at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone, 317-773-7391. Again, their number is 317-773-7391. You can find them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. There's a second buzzer. Getting ready to toss it in. 3:25 left here in the fourth quarter. Saturday afternoon, they had to play this ball game. Had to find a spot for it. Coach Kurt Algen, I call him Coach. He coached Hamilton High girls basketball. He had a heck of a record. 5 years. He was 24 years at Tipton. What a basketball mind he has. Dribbling across the timeline, Cameron Runner in the front court. Works it back to Ella Hickok. To the corner, Haley Carey. Works it back around. We're going to end up paying Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten makes the pass to the corner. Difficult to handle. Going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Northwestern. 3:11 left here in the fourth quarter. 4-point advantage for Northwestern. Going to be a steal. Softball pass out court. Trying to get it to Lexi Hale. And Hamilton Heights throws the ball back away themselves. Picked up by Anna Bisher. So Anna Bisher in the front court. No harm done. Couple of turnovers. Back to the regular situation it would have been. Out top on the dribble, Ashley Newell. Newell on the dribble. Gets it back to Anna Bisher. Out top trying to take some clock. And Kaylee Roten guarding the basketball, looking right there, close to a 5-second call. It's going to be a 60-second timeout called by Coach Kathy Layden. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention some national leaders, girls basketball. I got four leaders written here, four different categories. At number one, rebounds per game. Check this out, 20.3 rebounds per game. That's Brooklyn McCrary, Monrovia High School, Monrovia, California. She plays basketball and volleyball. She's a 6 foot senior. Assists per game, 12.6 per game. That's in 14 games. At number one, it's Bella Ferguson, David Crockett High School. How would you like to have the name Davy Crockett High School? That's in Jonesboro, Tennessee, 5'4" sophomore. Steals per game, 10.6. That's Dahane Lewis, San Diego High School, San Diego, California. She's 5'3", a senior. Block shots per game, 9.7. She's had 20 games under her belt. That's Trinity Pulliam, Chilton County High School, Clanton, Alabama. 6'1" senior. Both going to be brought in side court, Northwestern. Going to be brought in right there. Number 10, Ashley Newell. Backcourt, Anna Fisher. Crossing the timeline, working against her is Ella Hickok. They're working back around out top. Number 20, Bailey Henry. Out top of the basketball, McKenna Layden gets it back to Anna Fisher. Northwestern trying to take some clock here. 2:24 left. Going to be a hold. Hold down low. Evidently going to be on Hamilton Heights. No, they're going to call an offensive. Double check it. Now they're going to point to the Hamilton Heights bench. Now I don't know why that was needed. They're going to whistle this foul on Cameron Runner. She has 4. He brought in left of the bucket. 2:22. They get it into McKenna Layden on the baseline. She'll work it back out top on the dribble. Near the center circle, she's working against Terry Roten. 5-second call, not made. It's going to be a foul whistle. The pass was a bit off target. Fisher had to go through Hadley Cherry to make the catch. And then Fisher going to get called for the foul. I would blame the pass. 2:12 on the game clock. Lady Huskies get the ball back. Lady Huskies down by 4. Fourth quarter. Brought in Ella Hickok. Crossed across the timeline right there. She'll slow it up. She'll work it right side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten being guarded there by Fisher. She'll dribble now. Outside back pedal dribble. Under 2 minutes left. 1:57 left here in the fourth quarter. 33-29 Northwestern by 4. Out top with the dribble. Cameron Runner back pedal dribble. Working against her loosely is McKenna Layden. She's on the dribble now. Elbow right side. Kicks it back out. Kaylee Roten. So back pedal back out top. Reset the offense. Ella Hickok with the basketball. Works the right side. Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in. She's going to draw a foul. It's going to be on the floor. And it's going to be the bonus situation anyway. Cameron Runner going to shoot the 1-and-1. They're going to whistle this foul on Anna Fisher. She has 3. And it's going to be a 1-and bonus. Cameron Runner going to get the shots on the season, 83%, 74 for 89, 75 for 90. 1:31 left. 33-30. Cameron Runner, only girl on the lane. Second shot, also good. 33-31. Two-point advantage for Northwestern. Trying to get it to the across the timeline. They'll pass across. McKenna Layden gets it to Baker, and it's stolen. Stolen by Ella Hickok. They'll go to the corner with it. She'll bring it back in. Cameron Runner. They're going to call a blocking foul on McKenna Layden. McKenna Layden tried to work it left side with a feet still. And Cameron Runner sidesteps her and draws the foul for McKenna. She'll shoot 2. They're calling it a 1-and-1. It was a 2-shot foul. Not sure what the play was there. The public address called it a 1-and-1. And I think the girls were playing it like it was a 1-and-1. She didn't go. Cameron Runner has 1 more. She'll get the back end of a 2-shot foul. 33-32. In the backcourt on the dribble, McKenna Layden. She'll pass it to the front court. Anna Fisher lost the handle. Picked up again there by Ella Hickok. To the front court, Cameron Runner in the paint. Off the glass, ties the ball game. Take that back. Hamilton Heights by 1 after the 1-shot made. The back end of the 2-shot foul by it. Runner is 34-33. Lady Huskies by 1. 50 seconds left. Under a minute, 45 seconds left. Northwestern in the front court. Bailey Henry back out top and eventually they'll go down low. Lexi Hale off the glass and good. In the paint right side, Lexi Hale got the bucket. 35-34, Northwestern by one. Outside the arc on the dribble. So she's in the corner, Cassie Shakel. Work it back out, Cameron Rutter. She's going to pick up a screen, looking for one. She'll pass it back out top. Kaylee Roten on the dribble out top now. Ella Hickok. 14 seconds left. Fourth quarter. 1-point game. Northwestern by one. They're going to whistle a timeout. Coach Keegan Cherry going to call a timeout. 8.4 left. It's going to be a full 60-second timeout. 35-34. What a ball game. You knew it would be. Everybody in the whole place knew that. And now there's timeouts left as Nick King, the official scorer at the scores bench for Hamilton Heights, lets the official know. 8.4 left. Hamilton Heights going to bring the ball in from their own baseline. Left of the bucket. 1-point ball game. Northwestern going to defend, try to keep Hamilton Heights from getting the ball in the bucket. 35-34, Northwestern by one. What a ball game. Well, Mitch, if you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game, this internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, audiosportsonline.net. Providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We are thankful. A lot of listeners thankful to hear this ball game, I'm quite sure. 8.4 going to be brought in by Kaylee Roten. They're going to call another timeout. Coach Kathy Layden was looking at the offensive set. She looked at it prior to handing the ball to Kaylee Roten, she called timeout. Full 60 seconds timeout called by Northwestern. Maybe Coach Keegan Cherry will change his play. We don't know. We'll never know. I'm not going to ask you because he's not going to tell me. 35-34, 8.4 left during the contest. We'll mention some national leaders. Points per game, stat leaders. I'll try this pronunciation. At number one in nine ball games, Rika Abramayan, 33.8 points. That leads the nation. That's an average, 33.8. 57% two-point land. 33% three-point land. She's shooting free throws at 72%. She's from Evergreen Valley High School in San Jose, California. She's a 5'9" junior. At number two, she got 10 games under her belt. She's a point guard and a shooting guard. Tatiana Matthews, 32.8 points per game. She's from Dunlin High School in Dunlin, Florida. She's a 5'9 junior. Ball's going to be brought in. Going to be inbound this time by Hadley Cherry. Call pass. She'll bring come down with it. Cameron Rutter. Shot goes up. Got her shot blocked by McKenna Layden. 3.3 left on the game clock. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's the last touch by Hamilton Heights. We're going to see Taylor Harley. Taylor Harley got some good minutes in the JV contest. Played well. She's going to come in defensively for Cameron Rutter. Should there be another offensive set for the Huskies, Cameron Rutter will be back in, I'm quite sure. Going to be brought in by Anna Bisher. Baseline of Northwestern. Gets in McKenna. Back to Bisher. Going to be a foul whistle. 0.9 left on the game clock. Cassidy Shakel going to pick up the foul. And that's going to be the sixth foul. We'll double check here. That's going to be the sixth foul. So Anna Bisher just needs to inbound the basketball. Timeout. Full 60-second timeout. Northwestern. Kathy Layden. Take that back. She's going to call it a 30-second timeout. We'll also mention that number three. Points per game leader. These are national. Sonia Burke. Sonia Burke, she's a point guard. 32.4 points per game. 20 ball games. That's 600 points. Rice High School, Rice, Texas. She plays basketball and volleyball. 5'8". She's a junior. And number four, Ari Long. That's A-R-I. Ari Long, 32.1. 14 ball games under her belt. Valley View High School, Moreno Valley, California. She plays basketball and golf. 6 foot senior. Should mention Kaylee Roten. Also plays golf. Kaylee Roten, pretty good athlete, and that's an understatement. Could be brought in this time by McKenna Layden. Gonna call a foul before the ball came in. Ella Hickok gonna foul Lexi Hale in the backcourt. It's gonna be a 1-1. 0.9 seconds left in the ball game. A difficult way to go right here for the Lady Huskies. If they rebound, they need to call an automatic timeout. And they're letting the officials know. They're going to take a timeout right now. Timeout, Coach Keegan Cherry. You're going to call this timeout. We'll see if it's a full or a 30. And I'm going to find out now. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll also mention that number five. I got five written here. Stat leaders, these are in the nation. Girls basketball for this season. Final one I got written here, 11 ball games. She's at number five. She goes by Stevie Lundquist, 31.5 points per game. 45% two-point land, 27 for 3, 56% at the free throw line. 5'9 junior from Mendocino High School, Mendocino, California. She plays basketball and soccer. 0.9. That's free throw line, Lexi Hale. Four Huskies on the line. Lexi Hale, the only one for Northwestern, at the free throw line. Shot on the way, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. Timeout called. Timeout, 0.6 seconds. Clicks off the clock. Lady Huskies can only tip the ball. You cannot catch and shoot with 0.3. They say that's got to be a tip. 0.7 and above, they say you can catch and shoot. I'm not so sure the clock is in the hands of the guy that's keeping the clicker for this ball game. The clock likely in the hands of one of the officials to count it off in his head. We'll find out. Actually, they're going to put 0.7. They don't need 0.7. There we go. They had points. There we go. 0.70. They got it done. Nick King coming over to make sure they got it done. I tell you what, Mike Thomas, you can't get nothing by him. Mike Thomas is good. He's been good all his life. Played football for Hamilton Heights. Played the quarterback position for the Hamilton Heights Huskies. A lot of folks wouldn't know that. And I'm fortunate enough to get to sit with him in a booth during middle school football games. What a gentleman. Going to be brought in. Guarding the inbound passes, Lexi Hale, 6 foot tall. Going to try to toss this in with the softball player, number 20, Kaylee Roten. She got a pass here. She's going to have to throw a good one. Looking to get it in. Softball pass, front court. Tipped away, and clock inches out. What a ball game. Northwestern and Hamilton Heights. Northwestern Lady Tigers get the win here today on takeout day. Northwestern 35. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies 34. What a ball game. We thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention next game on the agenda for the Northwestern Lady Tigers. They're going to play Wednesday. That's the 11th of January. 7:30 varsity contest. Oak Hill Lady Golden Eagles will be at the Northwestern Lady Tigers. The next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies is going to happen Tuesday, January 10th. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will be at the Western Lady Panthers. 7:30 for the varsity. Put Me in Sports will be there. If you want to tune in, that will be an East Division matchup. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. Keeping tabs on the cord coming undone right here. We apologize for that. We'll also mention, if you want to tune in tonight, basketball at Bethesda Christian High School. That's in Brownsburg. Tipton Blue Devils will be there. It'll be the varsity game at 7:30. Tipton Blue Devils, Bethesda Christian Patriots, 7:30 contest. PutMeInSports.com. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by many, many different support sponsors. We are thankful, and we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.